Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. Boy, do we have a nor'easter still going on this morning. I moved into this house 24 years ago today, and on this date today, I just had a tree come crashing down, one of those maple trees right on the property line. Went right down. Didn't hit my neighbor's house, thank goodness, but it did go down towards my neighbor, and unfortunately, we're going to see some plant damage here once we see some light and see what occurred. And I'm sure some of you have some trees or branches down. Certainly very strong wind gusts. We've seen wind gusting as high as 94 miles an hour over parts of Cape Cod and the islands. Duxbury even, 84 mile an hour winds. So it's been a very large storm. It is expected. We expected this to really become a strong storm. The pressure dropped, and when the pressure drops, wind needs to balance out that pressure, and so that's why we're seeing all the wind. The pressure really dropped like a rock here overnight last night. Now, what's happening now is that storm continues to rotate south of Nantucket, and it's moving southward. It basically did a little loop. It moved northeast, then up just off our coast, and now it's moving back down, and it's going to head out to sea south of New England. A little unusual to do a loop like that. We still have on the northern side, we're on the northern side of the storm now, we still have wind, we still have rain, there's still rain coming in off the ocean. I'm recording this about 6 a.m., and we'll continue to have some of those rain bands come in for the next several hours. I don't expect any torrential rain that's going to cause major flooding, but you could see some heavy downpours and also a little bit of street flooding at times. Speaking of flooding, I got to say, if this storm had occurred at the time of astronomical high tide, we might be looking at record-breaking flooding in Boston in terms of the highest tide we've ever seen. But because the storm came in during the time of the monthly lower tide, we're just not seeing any coastal flooding, or what we're seeing is very minor. So that's good. Temperatures today generally in the 50s, that wind continuing, tapering off to showers or drizzle this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, maybe a leftover shower. We're down in the 40s. And then Thursday and Friday are similar days, basically low mid 50s, a lot of clouds. You might get a glimpse of sun here and there. It's breezy tomorrow, not really any wind that's significant at all by Friday. And then we've got another storm here for Friday night into Saturday. That's not a big deal. It's just more showery in nature. It's wet. It'll be coolish, although I think we warm up later Saturday. And then Sunday, Halloween, we should be dry for the most part. There might be a leftover morning shower, but I think we're basically dry. And Sunday evening, partly cloudy. Let's call it about 55, 58 degrees as the kids are heading out for trick-or-treating with dry conditions. So not a big problem. So a fairly big storm, folks. You know, we've got 250,000+ customers without power, about what we thought it would be just based on past storms occurring during this time of the year. So, you know, it's another one in the books, and we will take another look at the forecast as we head for tomorrow. I hope you have a good day, and hopefully you don't have any trees down in your yard to clean up and the power comes on sooner than later. Have a good morning.